free audio post-production by Alphonic.com.
Hey, welcome to the In Hope Podcast, where each Monday and every day during this Advent season, we've been dropping new episodes to help strengthen unity in the body of Christ. Now, we've been working our way through some different major events leading up to the birth of Christ and around the birth of Christ. And today, we wanted to look at the arrival in Bethlehem. Now, this is pretty interesting. I mean, we've talked about how God's working even in the midst of this journey when we don't realize it. And in this story, Mary, Joseph, they show up to Bethlehem and they don't have a reservation. So the place is packed. Everybody's coming in town for the census. They cannot find any room whatsoever. And I just want to talk to you because maybe sometimes you feel like there's no space for you. Maybe you feel like, you know, what you would have to offer, others are already offering. Maybe you feel like you don't have a place within your organization to grow, within your ministry to grow. Maybe you don't feel like there's a place for you in your community to serve in the way that you would hope to serve. Maybe you feel like in relationships, there's no room for you. Maybe you are feeling kind of left out, overlooked. And I want you to know that God has a place for you. And you need to realize that God is very intentional about the people and the places that he brings us around. And there is something for you to contribute and something for you to receive in where you are and where God is calling you to. You may feel like God's leading you somewhere, you're feeling prompting, and you just don't see how that's going to work. Let God handle that. And as God brought them in to Bethlehem and there was no room for them, that was not the end of the story. And I want you to know when you feel like there's no room, doors are closing in your face, and you're not sure where to go, that is not the end of the story. But God is setting something up. He may be closing doors so that the only one left is the one he wants you to walk through. And you know what? It may not be the door that we would have picked. It may not have been the way that we would have went about it. But part of this is the fact that God is orchestrating a bigger piece or a bigger puzzle, right? A bigger story. And he's putting us exactly where he needs us. And those other people, he may have them where he needs them. And this is part of us understanding and recognizing how God works to unite all things within himself and how he has distributed gifts among his people. And he has placed people in various places in order to work out his perfect plan that brings us together in unity and serving him. And so don't look at others who've had that door open to them and look at them with envy or look at them with any type of jealousy, because that may not be what God has for you. And you don't want what God has for them. You want what God has for you. But you should want what God has. You should want them to have what God has for them. All right. And so we can rejoice over the opportunities, the gifting, the doors that God opens for others, knowing God is orchestrating something there. And he's doing the same thing for you. All right. So may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope.
Free audio post-production by Alphonic.com.